My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Soft power, high standards, and allowing him to feel your absence. If you've ever felt drained after trying so hard to get a man to like you, trying so hard to keep him and get him to treat you right, this is your sign that you're doing too much. You need to take a step back and reclaim your power as a woman. Do not allow these men to walk all over you and take advantage of you. Don't you know how amazing you are? Welcome to part 7 of the How to Talk to Men series. This is our safe space where we can be honest and just say what it really is. I'm going to give you 3 different practices that you can start doing that will allow him to naturally respect you and know your worth without you having to prove it to him or having to convince him or teach him how to respect you, because you should be able to walk into a relationship as a confident woman that you are and know that the men that you're dealing with are going to have a basic level of respect and desire for you. The first practice is using silence as a way to command respect. This is where we focus on feminine communication and shifting your energy so you're getting exactly what you want in your relationships. Instead of always needing to fill the silence and always have something to say immediately and always laugh at every single joke that he makes, it's okay to be silent once in a while. It's okay to pause at the right moments when you're speaking so you can think about what you're going to say. And you can use silence to make it very clear what you will and will not tolerate. Instead of reacting when someone triggers you, you use silence to make it very clear that this is not a boundary that's up for negotiation. You know exactly what you want and what you will not tolerate. So by being silent, you withdraw your attention from the situation and they will no longer want to continue down that road because they want to keep your attention. They don't want you to be silent. They want your reactions. They want your energy. You don't need to over-explain yourself. You don't need to defend your preferences and your standards. You don't need to get loud and talk over him. Practice the art of pausing. Being silent, standing in a firm position within yourself, knowing that people can't just behave however they want to behave. You are going to take care of yourself and you are going to stand up for yourself if you need to. But when you're silent, it allows the other person to reflect on what they've just said. You have no idea how many times just with my current partner, which by the way, if you don't already know, I got engaged a few months ago and so I'm currently planning a wedding. You might see some content coming out about me talking about wedding planning. But when I was first dating my fiance and when I was dating men in the past, it was so crazy to me. Like every time they would say something that was just like going too far or they just did something that I didn't like, when I would react and yell or get really angry and try to overexplain and micromanage them, I would always get a very defensive attitude from the men that I was speaking to. But when I would just pause and just give them that look, like, did you really just do that? I don't know if I'm happy about what just happened. You give them that look and you stay quiet for a second and you just think and process. You think about it. You're not going to react automatically. You're thinking about whether or not this is a deal breaker for you. In that moment, they can sense that. They can sense that they pushed it too far and that you might leave. So they will quickly take whatever they said back. Like, it's so crazy how many times this has happened. And now that I'm aware of it, I notice it in conversation in real time and I find it so funny, but like, I just stay silent, I give them that look, and they're like, oh, well, I didn't mean it that way. What I actually meant was blah, blah, blah. Like, they'll quickly backtrack whatever they said or whatever they did. And I noticed that they never got defensive when I did that. They never got more angry or tried to push it further. They always almost took that as like a, oh, okay, let me try to fix the situation. Let me try to make sure she's still happy. Because I think that men believe that even if you're yelling at them, the fact that you're giving so much energy and attention, they think that that's still a good thing. They still see that as you validating them and giving them attention. So I think the best way to deal with someone misbehaving is to withdraw your attention and evaluate for yourself whether or not that's a deal breaker for you. Don't try to change them. You go inward and you have that confidence that you are everything that you need. If this person is not adding to your life or making you feel good about yourself, they don't need to be in your life. And so if they're not going to follow your boundaries, that's okay. They can do that over there. They don't need to do that over here. When you have that firm stance and you're very silent, that makes them a little bit scared and they'll probably try to fix the situation and make it good with you because they do not want to be on your bad side.
Before we continue, I wanted to share my positive affirmations card deck. If you're interested in self-improvement, then these cards will beautifully add to your journey. Affirmations are an easy and effective way to overcome limiting beliefs and improve your emotions. By infusing these inspiring cards into your daily routine, you will instantly start manifesting more of what you want. Plus, these cards make the perfect gift that anyone will appreciate. Go to shopaffirmations.com to check them out.
The second practice that will start to transform the way you show up when you're speaking to men and going on dates and even with your current guy, let your worth decide what you accept. So when you have your standards and expectations on autopilot, you apply the same standards to every situation and you don't tolerate anything less from anyone, that's when people are going to treat you with the most respect. Because what I often see is that women will give men so much the benefit of the doubt. They will see men misbehaving and treating them badly and clearly being manipulative, clearly having so many red flags, and they'll continue to give this person chances because they're not keeping the same standards and expectations for themselves that they would have had at the beginning of the relationship or that they would have had for their friends, like for a random stranger. When you are with someone and you feel like you like them so much and you lower your expectations because you like this person, that leaves a lot of room for people to lose respect for you and for people to not treat you how you feel you deserve because you're giving them too much wiggle room. You have to have the energy that it does not matter how long I've known you, it does not matter how much history we have. If you are not showing up as your best self, I'm going to call you out on it. And if you are consistently making my life more difficult and you don't want to help yourself or fix the relationship, I will replace you. I will go find someone else. And it's always from a place of self-love, never from a place of getting revenge on someone or getting insecure and going to an easier option. No, but you have to have that inner confidence that at the end of the day, you will choose yourself and choose to do what's best for you. and you will have your standards determining what you do. You don't lower your standards for people just because you really like them. You don't do that because that allows people to manipulate you, give you all the verbal validation or financial validation or emotional validation that you want right at the beginning, make you feel so safe and comfortable, and then they show their true selves and you feel trapped because you now like this person. What you would not have accepted in the beginning, you're accepting now because you love this person. Do you think that men don't know that? Do you think that these people are thinking about you? No. If you want to be in my life, you have to be on your best behavior. You cannot take advantage because that behavior will not be tolerated. And if every woman has this mentality, then no man will ever be able to get away with taking advantage or manipulating or anything. My friend said this the other day, but she's like, yeah, women having high standards is the ultimate way of being a girl's girl. And I was like, girl, it's so true. Because like when you have high standards and you show a man that you're not going to tolerate low effort, he then has to decide whether he's going to improve himself or he's going to look for someone else. And if he goes to try to look for another woman and she also has high standards, he's not going to be able to continue doing what he's doing because he's going to run out of options. So you having high standards not only helps your relationships, but it actually helps all the women of all the world because we collectively show men what we will and will not tolerate as women. So the best thing that you can do is raise your standards and never lower your standards for someone based on how you feel about them. Always keep them at the same level and decide what you deserve for yourself and let that make the decision for you. Don't let your emotions come in and try to take over and say, no, but we bonded so much with him. We love him so much. Like, that cannot make your decision for you as a woman in your relationships because that will put you in a vulnerable position where people could take advantage. When you're following these practices, you have to understand that every situation is different. That's why I offer one-on-ones because I believe that as much as you can watch content, there's nothing better than working with someone who's going to be objective with you and who understands your situation and can give you practical advice as to what you should do and can give you advice for your mindset too. Sometimes we need someone else to confirm what we already kind of think, but maybe we don't have the full confidence to act on it without someone else encouraging us. The third practice that you can do to shift the way that men treat you in your relationships is to let him miss you, not drain you. You are not supposed to be with your man all the time. You are not supposed to be texting him all the time and talking to him all the time. When you're first getting to know them, it's easy to fall into that because there's so much you want to learn. But you'll find that the more you get to know him, the more it's important for you to have time alone. Because you need to allow your mind time to detach from the relationship on a healthy level. You don't want to be constantly creating your whole life around a man when you're dating, when you first meet them, when you're together for a long time, when you're married. You never want this person to be the center of your universe because you need to have your own life. You need to be the center of your own universe. And of course, they're there and they're very important to you and you care about them and you'll do anything for them. Of course, that is a healthy relationship. But with a healthy relationship, there needs to be a healthy level of detachment. There needs to be a healthy level of selfishness. There needs to be a healthy level of isolation. I love spending time by myself. Where I'm at right now, I'm in the guest bedroom, which is also my home office. So I love being in here. When I'm not filming, I'm still in here hanging out. I have a TV in here. I have a bed in here. I can have my own private space. I have situations and places where I can go and people I can be with where I can either isolate myself or I can be in other people's energy. You want to have different energies in your life around you and you want to spend so much quality time with the person that you love, but don't abandon yourself in the process. And like I said, especially when you're first dating, it's really important to focus on yourself and allow this man to prove to you that he's actually serious about you. Don't start chasing him after he gives you the most bare minimum attention that he likes you. Let him continue to pursue you and remain focused on yourself and improving yourself and making sure that you're not abandoning your own world because you're so infatuated with this new person that you've met. And you see all this potential and all the amazing things it could be. Let him show you what it actually is. Don't fantasize about what it could be. Let me know in the comments where you're watching this video from and which one of these practices resonated with you the most. If you're still not sure whether or not the guy that you're talking to is husband material, then watch this video next.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.